Hello everyone, it's Christian here. Just thought I'd send you an audio boo, assuming it's working, of course. It should be. But anyway, I hope everybody's all right. I haven't done this for a while. Got a few of my clocks running, as you can hear. Quite a busy few weeks with one thing or another. Got a new clock to add to my collection. Got it yesterday. It's a Garrard. Yes, I have a Garrard, but not like this. This one's very special. It's a unique clock in every sense of the word. And I thought I'd share it with you guys because I know some of you like to follow what I'm doing with my collection. It's getting there. It's getting bigger. It's probably at its biggest now. I've got a couple I need to fix, but you know, I've got plenty enough to be getting on with. Yeah, it's a Garrard triple chime, but unlike most triple chimes you're familiar with that I have in my collection, it is not what you think. Oh no. This is a triple chime Westminster Whittington. And no, it isn't the Whittington that you're all thinking of either. This is a Westminster Whittington Winchester. You're thinking, whoa, what's that? Well, Winchester is a very unique chime, very rare, hard to find clocks that have this. And you'll hear it in a second if it hasn't already chimed. It's a very rare chime. You don't see many clocks that have this. It's a beautiful, simple six-note chime. There are others as well. There's maybe some that are even rarer than this, but it's a balance wheel. As you can hear, it's going really fast. I've got two on here that's doing the same. Runs very strong, actually. I couldn't really get it working yesterday. But it does run very strong. Once it's running, it really does run well. I'm just waiting on its chime. It's like waiting. That's you. Half past. I'll take you through the whole chime on this. It's a beautiful chime, this. Here we go, quarter to. Isn't that gorgeous? Now for the hour. Isn't that gorgeous? I think it is. I really do. It's a cracking chime. I'm going to change it to Whittington now. No, not that type of Whittington though. That's another one. Oh, and it missed its bottom note. Come on. Come on, missus. Thank you. So yeah, that's the Whittington that you all know, what you've just heard. But this is Whittington that you don't know. This is the Garrard version of. Actually, Garrard / Elliott / Pierce. Peerless, that's it. They all did a version of this. This is a beautiful version of the Whittington chime. I really dig the sound of this. That's standard across all Whittingtons. Take it to the quarter two. My Elliott to the left of this does that same chime. What a beautiful sound. I mean, that is just absolutely gorgeous. And of course you got the hour. Okay, so then you've got, of course, your Westminster. Everybody knows that, but we'll do it for the sake of brevity. We'll do it because we can. Don't like its implementation of Westminster as much as I like the other chime, but it's there if you want it. Nice enough, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful version, without a doubt. It does the job, you know, it works. Very smooth movement. That's what I love about these clocks. Very well built, English throughout. Beautiful sonorous rods. You know, that's what you've got, really. Let's let you hear the tick for a second, how cool that is. It's not the most relaxing sounding clock, but the timekeeping on it is pretty good. It's a beautiful example. Cost me a pretty penny, that did, but I tell you what, it was worth it. My lord, it was worth it. You know, I've got my Elliot here to the left of it. This is a decent enough clock. Chime isn't too bad on this. That one's all right. Compared to the other one, I don't like it as much now, but I've always wanted one that had that chime, and now I've got two that have it. I'm trying to get it back into Winchester mode, don't you? That's how you do that. So yeah, that's my latest clock. For those who follow me, I'm in various groups across WhatsApp. And one of the groups I'm in is a gamers group. Bop It and Games group, it's called. It is really good. Lots of fun having there. Lots of different games of Bop It being played and things like that that we all do. And, you know, some lovely people in that group. There are a lot of lovely people in that group. They really are. So, yeah, Bop It and Games group, that's one I'm in. I'm in a few on WhatsApp. It's quite nice to be in different groups and talk to people and get to know new people and things like that, you know? So, yeah, I mean, my plan today is to just see how that clock is going to run in terms of how its capabilities, how it's going to keep time, that sort of stuff, you know? Really loving it. I'm really digging it. It's a nice clock. And my iPad is telling me low battery. Why is that when I charged it up last night? That makes absolutely zero sense. Oh dear, did that not charge? I get the distinct feeling that didn't.
Oh dear.
Never mind. It's what it's meant to do, I suppose. This iPad's a bit knackered anyway. It's my old iPad Air that I'm using at the minute. I have got an iPad Mini, which I do prefer, but this was the quickest one I could grab, so I grabbed it, and I thought I'd do this little audio boo. I will catch up with you all very soon, and I will get back on Twitter at some point. At the minute, I've had too much going on. I really don't want to be bothered with Twitter and things like that, you know, so, yeah, I will be hopefully back on there soon enough, and yeah, I'm going to go and get ready to do some stuff today, and I'll catch up with you all soon.